Yivamas Perk Test Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu mutaros liyivmehen vasurois levalein. These are the cases where the woman is mutter to their yavams, but they're aser to their husbands. Kohen Gadol shekidish es almana. Kohen Gadol that was mekadish the almana. He didn't have beer with her. He was just mekadish her. So he's also to continue with the nesuin. Ve'yesh lo ach kohen hedyot. But he's got a brother that's a regular kohen. And if this guy dies, he could do yibam to her. Or kosher shenasa chalala. A kohen that's kosher that marries a chalala. Ve'yesh lo ach chalal. And he's got a brother that's a chalal. So this kohen that marries the chalal, he actually married her. He did a full nesuin. He can't really live with her anymore. He should really get divorced from her. But if he doesn't, the Kedushin is still Tofes. And if he dies, since his brother is a Cholol is allowed to marry a Cholola. So therefore, Yibum is Mutter in this case, even though the original marriage is Aser. Or, Yisrael Shanasa Mamzeres, V'yeshul Ach Mamzer. Yisrael that marries a Mamzeres, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. This is a Lav, but we see this is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Kedushin is Tofesin B'chai Ve'Lavin. V'yeshul Ach Mamzer, and he's got a brother that's a Mamzer, so a Mamzer is allowed to marry Mamzeres. So Yibum would be Mutter in this case, even though the Nisuin was Aser for his brother. Or Mamzer Shanasa Bas Yisrael V'yesh Lo Ach Yisrael. Or Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael that's an Iser, but he's got a brother that's a Yisrael. So once the Mamzer dies, the Yisrael can do Yibum to the Bas Yisrael. All these cases, Mutarois Liyiv Mehen Vasuros Levalein. They're Mutter to do Yibum to, but they're Aser to stay with their husbands. Asuros la elu ve elu. So what are cases that it's aser for both? Kohen gadol shenasa almana v'yesh lo ach kohen gadol o kohen hedyut. If a kohen gadol marries an almana, so number one, he's not allowed to marry an almana. But not only that, he makes her a chalala by doing so. So whether he has a brother that's a kohen gadol, and like Taisenta points out, you could technically have such a thing, like we had in the first parak of Megillah, or even if his brother is a kohen hedyut, she became a chalala, so they can't do yibum either. Or kasha shanasa chalala, kasha that marries a chalala, which he's not allowed to. V'yesh lo ach kasher, and he's got a brother that's also a kasher, he also can't do yibum to a chalala. Or yisrael shanasa mamzeres v'yesh lo ach yisrael, yisrael that marries a mamzeres, and his brother's a yisrael, so they're both also to mamzeres. Or Mamzer Shanasa Bas Yisrael V'yeshlo Ach Mamzer, a Mamzer that marries a Bas Yisrael, and his brother's a Mamzer. Both boys, the Mamzers, they both can't marry her. So let's say Herman Mamzer was married to Lily Mamzer, and Herman had a brother. Lily was a Kusher. Since Lily is Kusher, both Herman and his brother, the Mamzers, cannot marry her. Well, these cases, Asuros Le'elu Ve'elu, they're also for both. Ushar Kol Anashim Mutaros Levalein Uli V'mehen. But all other women that were not listed above, there obviously are other ones that weren't listed above, but all other women that we would obviously know about that don't have any issues are mutter to their husbands and to their yavams.